Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Hyundai, the home of the Tucson and Santa Fe sport. What's up, Mac?
Everything is good in my world. Are Cubs fans breathing a little bit easier today?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Cubs fans, you know, a little bit of angst after 2-4 from the Padres and being 500 out of the break and the injuries. But
yeah, not doing great on the opener and the opener against the Royals.
Yeah, the Royals, though, are just what the doctor ordered. They're
bad. Yeah,
they are awful.
That's a big goose egg put up by a Royals offense against Cubs pitching last night. So that's outstanding. Is it all right with our executive producer if I note the Milwaukee Brewers got pounded last night? Or are we not following the Brewers because we should be more worried about the Cubs doing all the right things?
Don't care. Milwaukee might as well be like played in Indonesia or something.
Okay.
Pay no attention to them. Do what you have to do for yourself. And if Milwaukee's close with 2 weeks to go, then you start scoreboard watching. But you take care of business right now. You beat up on the bums you're supposed to beat up on. Make it not interesting for our lads to the north of us in the last couple weeks.
Man, it got bunched back 2 weeks there. You know, not even September 1st anymore.
Right.
September 15th.
Right. No question.
2 weeks to go before you can scoreboard watch in Sheps
Actually,
America.
2 weeks would be the 22nd.
When is
you made it the 15th, adding it from today, right?
Well, no. He said with 2 weeks left in the season.
Oh, I misunderstood.
He said,
my fault.
He said if it's close with Milwaukee with two weeks left in the season. Which I believe would be around September 15th.
Fall behind by a significant amount. Like, if you're chasing and you're down four games, yeah, I understand the scoreboard watching. But it's just, don't worry about them. And that comes from more of like a player perspective than like a fan one. You're a fan, do whichever you want.
He thinks like
but
an athlete.
Like,
well, but we're fans. What are you talking about?
He earned what? 8 varsity letters at Cole City?
What is he talking about? And it's not about being worried. It's about, it's still just rooting interest. Cubs win, Brewers lose, move up a game in the
standings. Energy I can use on something else than worrying about the Brewers right now.
Can I mention the Cubs' lead is now 2.5 games on the Brewers?
You came to me.
Okay,
you're talking
all
to
right.
me here,
that's
buddy.
Right. I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
My back is to the other guys.
Yeah, no, please. Anything that means that the Brewers lose, feel free to bring it up. David Bodie, hell of a thing. Cubs up 2.5.
Today's show is done to dedication to David Bodie.
It's a crazy story. It really is. The guy was, an 18th round pick, drafted in 2012 and made his major league debut at 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
In 64 at-bats, he's got a 963 OPS, and he's getting on base 44% of the time.
And for those of you who don't understand baseball math, that's real good.
He has pinch hit. He has pinch run. He has been a defensive replacement. He has started games at multiple positions in the infield.
Mm-hmm.
He's been really good in a really small sample, but Joe Maddon after the game is saying that he's pushing his way into the, he's got to be in the lineup every day type of conversation. I hadn't heard of David Bodie a year ago.
Well, he does because the third baseman is hurt and he's not coming back anytime soon.
I understand that, but most Cubs fans, and I'm guessing here, but I'm guessing 90-95% of Cubs fans did not know who David Bodie was in spring training.
You're right.
This year.
You're 100, yes. I think it might even be higher than 95%.
That's insane. Like, a team that's this good is not supposed to have a contributor that matters that much in this good of a season that's that anonymous 5 months ago.
No question.
That's not supposed to happen.
Well, what he's done is remarkable, and that's a good thing because you absolutely need credible play from that position with the 2016 MVP shelved until who knows when. And I am not backing off what I said yesterday. I think it's more serious than we know with Chris Bryant, and I will be surprised if he doesn't have something done in the offseason surgically to his left shoulder.
Okay.
It's just too much downtime for it to be mere inflammation / impingement.
Listen, you got an orthopedist on speed dial. So as someone who doesn't know, I only know spinal, you know, injuries and issues. So I don't know. You're probably right. But they're not doing that before this year.
No.
So
no, he can grind it out. I'm not saying he can't participate. Guys have played with that injury before.
So I can personally only be so concerned about Chris Bryant's maybe or maybe not offseason shoulder surgery until I hear that it's happening.
Okay.
And I see how good he is in the playoffs.
You know what? And Danny, it's not even anything to be concerned about long term, I don't think, because while the shoulder is the most imperfect joint in the body and by miles, it also has a relative, relative to other procedures you could have if you're an athlete. It's at his position in particular, it's not as critical as it would be for a pitcher, and pitchers come back from this stuff all the time as well.
Yeah, so the long-term prognosis, I'm sure, is fine. I'm concerned about this year. Like, the Cubs have a legitimate shot at winning another World Series. They're not the favorites, but they've got a legitimate shot at it. They're going to be in the tournament. Brian Kenny joined us yesterday, and he said that the Cubs absolutely are his favorite in the National League. He thinks they're the best team in the National League. So I hope Chris Bryant comes back and produces for this team. I don't expect David Bodie to carry them in the playoffs, but if David Bodie is the thing that carries them for 2 or 3 weeks here, yeah, fine, sign me up.
Should we do the playoff roster today?
I mean,
is that where you're at? You want David Bodie to be a participant in October? Does he get Tommy La Stella's spot on that bench?
They might both make the roster.
Well, you pretty much the roster now, but you factor in the health, so you have a couple of relievers that are going to change because of that. You take out one starting pitcher, you assume, because you're not going to go have a five-man rotation in October.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't see how
both of them aren't on it. I'd consider that an upset at this point.
Right. Well, in theory, you're adding Bryant, you're adding Morrow, you're maybe adding Darvish. You're taking off Chatwood. And
you think?
He's not on the playoff roster.
No, he's not.
You're putting Montgomery in the pen.
I'm not so sure about that now either. You realize since the 1st of July, he's got the best earned run average of their starting the rotation? He's best. How can you?
Better than Hamels?
It's two.
The collection
right
of riches, my friend.
Oh, yes, it is. It is
2 days later and all the problems are solved.
A treasure chest of treats.
Listen, I'll take the bet right now. Anyone want you guys?
I didn't say I'm willing to make a bet with you.
Anyone want
to
make a bet?
I said it's worth consideration.
Oh,
I'm not making a bet and saying it's happening, but
Chef, this is sports talk radio, my friend.
Sports radio, bro.
Wait until I give you a Khalil Mack thought later on in the show, okay? I'm willing to waste time with a lot of things. So yeah, of course it's worth
the
conversation.
What's the proposition here?
I will say Mike Montgomery does not start a Cubs playoff game.
I'll take your bet.
Okay. $100?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll officiate.
Sounds good.
Yeah, that's
sounds good.
I'll let you know if Mike Montgomery pitches that playoff game or not, or starts it.
I know, you're the witness. Shep gets to be the witness. Here's my logic on my side anyway. He's already at a career high for innings pitched.
Mm-hmm.
So that number's only going up between now and then.
Right.
He's shown an ability to go from rotation to bullpen and vice versa. And they didn't acquire a lefty in the bullpen at the deadline.
They need
a lefty in the pen.
I know. Well, the rotation is all left-handed, you know?
So you're putting Quintana in the bullpen in the playoffs? A guy who's never done it before?
You're ensuring me he's got a roster spot. Okay.
But I'm saying we agree that there's going to be some lefty in the Cubs bullpen in the postseason.
I think that's a probability, yes.
So
maybe it's Q.
Is it Cole Hamels?
I don't know. You want to part with those six flawless innings?
No, I think you're parting with Mike Montgomery. I think thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
You have been a tremendous contributor to this team this year. Your value in the playoffs is that we could actually use you in back-to-back games
if we put you in the bullpen. I know. I understand all the logic. I agree with everything you're saying. I grant you everything. I just don't think as inconsistent as the others have been, they want to take him out of what he's been doing better than any of them. Listen, unless he has a fallback. He's got an opportunity to lose that spot that I've designated for him in the playoff roster as a starting pitcher.
Yeah, but that's not how bets work. So yeah, I agree, right? That's not a caveat, right?
There are no caveats. Okay, yeah. I ain't going to try to wimp out on you.
Yeah, okay. Well, because I agree with you. Like, if between now and then he has a sub-1 ERA as a starter, like, yeah, he could pitch his way into, oh, my God. Mike Montgomery's getting the ball before Jose Quintana and Yu Darvish and Cole Hamels. He's a game 3 starter. Like, sure. But he's got to be top 4 to get a start.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and he's, again, the main thing is they need a lefty in the bullpen, and he's done it. You're not putting Lester in the pen.
I get it.
Maybe Hamels?
Until game 7.
Well, yeah, right. Exactly. Until one of those series. But yeah.
Because he pitches Pedro Strop 2 2/3 innings in game 6. And he doesn't have any gas left in the tank. And then Madden again explains why he did it and doesn't take anybody's suggestion that it wasn't the right thing.
People are texting in about Drew Smyly. I'm saying they need another lefty reliever in the pen that they can trust and a multiple inning guy. And if Montgomery is pitching as well as he's been, he's going to be higher leverage than Drew Smyly. Like, it's just, and they've got guys who have good cross splits, so they'll play righties against lefties in some of these playoff spots. I just think they're going to want another one. The playoffs are all about matchups.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how long those playoff games are. Starter goes 3 2/3, 4 1/3, and then you see 5, 6, 7 relief pitchers sometimes get the last 15 outs of a baseball
game. That's why I think they'll be loaded up with pitchers on the roster, and some utility role player is going to have to swing and not make the playoff roster, whether it's LaStella or Bodie or Happ. One of them is not going to make the roster. They you can't go into the thing with 5, 6, 7 guys sitting on your bench as positional players. Can you?
I mean, not going to be 7 guys on the bench, but they can, you know. I will be, right now I would bet on, having not done this number crunch for the bullpen, right now I would bet on LaStella and Bodie and Happ all being there, and the attrition coming from back end of the bullpen and back end of the rotation, and just whatever 13 and 12 or 12 and 13 position player pitchers, and going through it like that.
Texter wants to know what the bet is that Darvish pitches in the postseason.
Off the board, as far as I'm concerned.
I wouldn't bet on it.
No, me neither.
But I don't know why anybody would.
I wouldn't bet hard against it though either. I don't think it's impossible.
No, that's a pass.
Yeah, just off the board.
Pasadena.
But the fact that we haven't even talked about Darvish shows there is no spot for Montgomery come the playoffs in the rotation.
Well, if Darvish isn't good, like if Darvish doesn't come back.
If Darvish isn't available or not good. Say he comes back the last 3 weeks of September and is awful.
Or if Q is bad. If Q has a bad stretch in September, which it's possible.
Or Hamels regresses.
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of things that are in play here. I'm glad I'm not alone. Lots of texters backing me up as diehard Cubs fans who did not know who David Bodie was before the season.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I knew you.
I will admit to that.
That's insane, right?
15th or 18th round?
I believe I wrote it down today, 18th round of 2012. Not even on their top 10, top 15 prospect lists before the year.
900 OPS.
Guy who could be traded. 960 OPS.
How many at bats
just
does he
over
have?
Do
you
have
64 at bats. Okay. It's a small number.
Right.
But, I mean, it's not nothing. Joe's talking about playing him every day. And he's just done a lot of different things.
I think Madden's just trying to make the kid feel like he fits.
Possible.
He does things like that. And, you know, with no Bryant anytime soon, he wants him to feel comfortable. He wants to know that his skip believes in him and everyone else does too.
I agree with you. But at some point, it is merit-based. I saw this in the NBC Sports Chicago article. He's got the same WAR this year as Anthony Rizzo.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. He's played in 30 games. He has the same WAR as Anthony Rizzo. That is a remarkable contribution from a guy that none of us had ever heard
of. No doubt.
It's McNeil and Parkinson on the screen. That audio from Joe Maddon saying that David Ross told him in spring training about David Bodie is presented by the Terra Foundation for American Art. Art Design Chicago celebrates our city's rich art and design history with events all year. ArtDesignChicago.org. Maybe you should just go see it. A lot of good texts on David Bodie. A couple that I wanted to address along this sentiment, but I'm choosing the one from McRib Sauce as his text because that's just an awesome text signature.
That's interesting, yeah.
Temper your Bodie excitement. Once the league gets tape on him, he'll be mediocre. Lots of people expressing similar thought. I know he's not going to be a 960
right.
OPS guy.
There's going to be some regression.
But the point is that a guy this much of an afterthought on this good of a team is capable of being a savior or carrying them for any stretch of time. It's fairly remarkable.
Yeah, I think it is. If what he's done is, you want to call that carrying the team, that is a little bit of a stretch for me.
I mean, he's got a ninth inning homer in a game that Rizzo ended up walking off.
I know.
In the game they won 5-4 against the Padres, he made a great defensive play late. You know, he's made big plays in big moments.
Yeah. Well, he's not intimidated by the big stage, playing on a team that's surrounded by veteran players, even though they're young guys, almost all of them, that rubs off. It's contagious.
I understand your point about, okay, is he carrying the team? Not in a way that Javi Baez is in that sense.
He's the guy who's going to have a sore back by November.
Sure. But if you believe in the war stat, that he's already one win above replacement in only playing in 30 games... Well, they're only 2.5 games up on the Brewers right now.
Right.
If David Bodie's been worth a win in those 30 games, it's a pretty damn valuable win.
How valuable is a WAR stat after just 30 games, though? I'm asking because I don't know. I don't love baseball math, so I don't know the answer to the question. Is why I'm asking it.
It's a counting. It's a cumulative stat, right? So you accrue that value.
Right. It's like a guy who's hitting .400 going into May. Similar to that?
Well, see, in that sense, that's more just like you could be 4 of 10, and then that's okay, a small sample size. But I'm saying you accrue WAR points, basically, as you go through it. I'm not going to be able to explain it nearly as well as Dan and Connor could. But the point is...
It's all right. I'd rather hear you do it.
Ish, exactly. The guy's been worth a win in 30 games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the simplest way of explaining it. It's pretty damn impressive when you consider that that same stat measures Anthony Rizzo's value as being equal to David Bodie's value. That's kind of crazy. So for whatever you value the stat at.
Does it indicate to you the stat has blemishes? When you equate it to that, that is it's the same as Anthony Rizzo, I have a tough time.
Understandably so.
Yeah.
There's no one perfect stat in baseball with anything. And I that's why I try to use stats just to complement my eye test. Watch as many games as possible, and then look at the numbers and see if that validates what I'm saying. And if they don't, then I look more into it. There was also this text, which I very much related to. The Cardinals used to have a David Bodie type come up every year for most of my 41-year-old life. That's the texter. Glad to see the Cubs could have a guy show up out of nowhere. That's true. It is just the sign of a healthy organization that really upsets the rest of the league. Like, what?
Another one.
Yeah. Freeze this guy. You know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah, I remember feeling that when the Yankees were getting ready to give Alfonso Soriano his first shot. It's like, great. Just what we need. The Yankees of the late 90s needing more talent.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. It's just the type of thing where I'm like, man, I want to talk to Passan about it. He knows a lot about how the Cubs have built their organization in terms of player development. Just, it's got to be. We talked to Jed a little bit about it. It's got to just be such a huge win for their player development staff. 25 years old?
Yeah, these guys, I don't sense that they walk around with puffy chests, but they have earned that right if they do.
I've said that to Jed before. Like, how does anyone tell you anything? Like, you won a World Series for the Cubs. He's like, well, the goal is the next one, and it's collaborative. I'm like, okay. You guys are better people than me. I'd be walking around having 10 rings made for 10 fingers just to celebrate one World Series. It's ridiculous.
You'd be wearing a jersey with your name on the back. Parkins.
Parkins 16.
Yeah, exactly. Baseball pants.
McNeil and Parkins on the score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.